Good morning, fantasy football. What is up, everybody? I'm your host, Robert Imes, and in the studio today, I got Jarrett Goat Rush One.
Yeah. Hope What's everybody up, bro? Happy. Chilling, Joe. Hopefully, everybody happy with their wins, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't a lot of wins on the winning sides of teams. I've seen a lot of teams that had good records, like kind of forcefully have to take this loss because of basically all those teams on the bye, man.
Yeah, there was a lot of teams on bye.
Yeah, and it hurt a lot of – I've seen way more, you know, like the 4-2s, the 3-3s.
Yeah.
If you took losses in those, man, don't panic.
It'll be all right.
It is week 7, but don't panic. Because you should be in the playoffs by week 10. You should know for real by week 10 or 11 where you position to make the playoffs or not. So It ain't time to really panic, but you need some wins. You need to win week 7. So I think a lot of people up there are sitting mad because of that bye.
Or they're happy about it.
Or they're happy.
Because then your bye's already done. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
That too. The ones that didn't get affected that bad.
Yeah.
The ones, you know what I'm saying? So the ones who know they got their real players coming back. So yeah.
How about let's break down that game last night, huh? I mean, we did some good calls right there. DK Metcalf and Alvin Kamara. Those were the only two we said that we'd be interested in starting. And that turned out just right. Alvin Kamara, 45 points. DK Metcalf led all Seahawks, even with only 2 receptions for 96 yards and touchdown. Hey, I'll take that.
Dude.
I
was blowing this dude out in one of my big money leagues. And but it's a redraft league. He had DK. I'm up by it didn't matter. Like, I was up by 80 points. But when he scored that touchdown, I said, wait a minute, dude. That's a big chunk. Just off of one play. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was still the end of the first, I believe, when he scored that. I don't really remember.
Yeah, it was in the beginning when he started that.
Okay. Dude, I'm no. So, it made me glance at the score knowing I was going to win in it, but it just made me glance to see how many points that actually was. And, the league I was in, dude, that alone gave him 16. It was 16.8 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the leagues I'm in that he got for that play alone.
Right. Seahawks, I don't know if I'm pretty sure we've mentioned it before, but Cam Newton's looking to make we've mentioned it before. Cam Newton's wanting to get back into the NFL. It's possible we could see the Seahawks pick up Cam Newton. The Seahawks are 2-4 now. They're not a bad team. Their defense is pretty solid. I mean, they couldn't, keep the Saints down, but it wasn't the defense that was having an issue last night. Last night it was the offense. The offense just could not move. That's why the Seahawks lost. Otherwise, they would have completely won if they had Russell Wilson in there.
For sure.
So they need a better QB. So just keep your eyes on it. Cam Newton, it's possible he could come in and just work for, a couple weeks, and that's it.
Yeah, that's a team. Man, that's why I said, man, even a couple years ago, I said I was going to start stepping away from Russell, man. Because now they're going to force him back. And I don't even see the reason why, because, I don't know.
Because if they don't win now, then the season's done.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a Seahawks fan, but we'll see. Because, I hope it's exactly what you're saying. Like, if Russell – I guess that's why he's always in the MVP – talk, because if he comes back and that team go on a run exactly like everybody expect them to, man, that's why he's always in MVP talk, because that team last night looked like they need more than some Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, man, but, hey, that's why that's the only person we call cooking except for Davion Cook,
Mm-hmm. All right. Eagles, Raiders, if you guys – if you guys are following me on Twitter, I tell you guys to follow me on Twitter at the Dynasty 401. If you needed a tight end streamer this last weekend, I said pick up Foster Moreau. He did it. He did the job. Six catches, six targets, 60 yards, and a touchdown. 18 points. Hey, I'll take that on my tight end. There's a couple spots where I have Dallas Goedert, and he only got me three catches for 70 yards and a two-point conversion. That ain't no 18 points, but, you know, Dallas Goedert's a man, too. But if you need a tight end, I'd be checking out Foster Moreau. Although he is on a bye this coming up week, so you don't really exactly have to worry about picking him up. But I'd pick him up this next week. I'll let you know. But Foster Moreau, good play there. Devontae Smith looking good. Five catches, 61 yards. Hunter Renfrow, seven catches, 58 yards. He's back at his, you know, usual game. He'll get you in between 10 and 15 points. I'm going to take that every time if you need that.
Yeah.
Do need to talk about this, though. Miles Sanders is week to week with an ankle sprain.
Yeah.
This is opening. This is going to open up things for Kenneth Gainwell. This last week against the Raiders, five carries, 20 yards. Not a whole lot of carries, but he did get targeted eight times. Caught four of them for 41 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, that's kind of.
He did get a fumble, but I wouldn't be entirely concerned about that.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Like, I'm big on him, so I'm like, I'm so excited.
Yeah, same here.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I was trying to get him from you, but you didn't give him to me. But yeah, I'm very excited for him. And what's crazy is that a lot of people was kind of writing him off at first. But I mean, like we always say, I think we all knew. I mean, I think me and you for surely knew that is not pretty. It's not hard to get around Miles Sanders.
No.
Anybody who has them, congratulations. Anybody who wants to get them, good luck. You still have a chance. But what I'm telling you is that if the Eagles all of a sudden start using their running back a lot, that's going to be a big message, because it has made it to the media that the Eagles are like basically running away from using their running backs. So if all of a sudden they start using them, I think that's big for Gainwell, because they really don't run the ball. As you can, when you read his stats off, he had what you say, two rushes?
Five carries, 20 yards.
See, really,
four,
so all his
eight targets, four receptions, 41 yards,
and a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, like, his, if, even if
he was second in targets, Gainwell
exactly
was.
Right. That's going to really affect Devontae Smith, whoever, you know what I'm saying? Because Goddard there, Devontae Smith. So Gainwell was already in front of one of those two guys.
Smith had nine targets. Goddard had five targets. Watkins, four targets. Rager, two targets. Yeah, I mean, he was second in targets. That's pretty good.
That's big. PPR, that's big.
Kenyon Drake and Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs is diagnosed with a contusion. He's expected to be fine for the Raiders next game. But either way, Kenyon Drake, though, over the last 2 weeks, he's starting to come up. Raiders are on bye this week, just to put it out there. They are on bye for this week. But Kenyon Drake, though, coming back, I don't know if we can – when he comes back week 9, I wouldn't trust him to continue to do what he's been doing. I mean, he's only in there for less than 40% of the snaps. You can't trust that.
No.
Unless Jacobs is out. And they use a little bit of Jalen Richard. We haven't seen him in a while. But, All right. Time to move on to another game. We got the Lions and Rams. Goff, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Goff just isn't doing his thing right now.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford, what a game. 28 completions, 334 yards, three touchdowns, and a two-point conversion.
Did you notice that was the trade game?
Yep. Yeah, Matthew Stafford won.
He won once he went to that team.
DeAndre Swift, 13 carries, 48 yards. He had 10 targets, caught 8 of them for 96. Yeah, Swift is just—he's just on a roll. Yeah, as long as he can just keep himself healthy, I mean, he's going to be fine. And dude, I think his future is going to be bright as well.
Yeah, I'm still kind of reaching for Swift in any startup dynasties next year. I'm still reaching for him.
Most definitely. Need to bring up Cleef Raymond here. The Lions, I've talked about him before, but the Lions, they are trying to get him going, and he's coming up big. He's coming up big when they've been calling on him. Week three, week four, he was up to 75% of the snaps. Week three, he saw 10 targets, caught 6 of them for 68 yards, and that was getting to Baltimore. The following week, week four, he only had 6 targets, caught 3 of them for 46 yards, 2 touchdowns. Then we didn't see anything from week 5. Then back week 6, 7, back up again, up into like the 7-8 targets a game. This last week, he had 6 catches for 115 yards. And nobody else, no other receivers this last week had anything. Cleef, what's this guy's name? Haldre Hodge. I mean, he had 1 reception for 3 yards. I mean, the only other person that had a bunch of targets besides Cleef Raymond was Swift and Hockenson. I mean, Hockenson's always going to keep getting his. It's nice to see that his targets are back up again. After we've seen week 3, it was like, whoa, what's going on? Excuse me. Week 3, what is going on? Then week 4, we're like, all right, here we go. But where is the touchdowns? We have not seen any touchdowns since week 1, week 2. If anything, now's the time to trade Hockenson. How about that? All right, guys. So I'm not sure what happened. Jared got kicked from the recording. If I was talking about Cleef Raymond, I'll find out when we get into editing here. But Cleef Raymond, yeah, I mean, he's getting a bunch of targets. He's very interesting to me. For sure. Just because he's the only one else getting targeted. No other receivers were targeted. He will be having a bye week 9. But he's interesting to me. And if you need a wide receiver here over the next couple weeks for a bye and you don't really have a whole lot on your team, this is more for like that deeper look. Cleef Raymond, I think, is interesting. And I think he's going to continue. They kind of started him up. I brought it up a couple times, you know, week 3, 4. They tried to get him going again. They liked it. And then they were trying to see who else can do it. And then he's back up again, you know, week 6, 7. But I had jumped into TJ Hockenson. TJ Hockenson, over the last couple weeks, he's back up into his targets again, 11, 9. The only thing he's missing is his touchdowns.
Yeah.
Now, my thought process is here is I think it's time to trade Hockenson. It's time to trade him. He's given you 2 good weeks here with a bunch of targets. It's time to move on, go get a different tight end. Because the rest of his season for TJ Hockenson, okay, after their bye, week 9, here are his matchups. Starting at week 10, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Chicago, Minnesota, Denver, Arizona, Atlanta, Seattle. That's week 10 to 17. And he's already faced Chicago, Minnesota. That was week 4 or 5, 8 points and 4 points. You can't be having that week 13, week 14. That's the most prime time for your teams where you could be just on the edge needing to get, you got to win. You're going to get to the title. So I'm going to bring up some more. I'm going to think of some, we might come up with some tight ends here that we'd be more interested in. But TJ Hockenson, I think it's time to move on. What are your thoughts?
TJ, I mean, yeah, that schedule alone, I'm not really messing with it. I mean, he started off kind of slow. So, yes, he getting some attention. Stats going up a little bit. Yeah, it'd be best if you
could pivot. How about this?
I would pivot.
How about this? I'd much rather have Mike Gesicki.
Yeah.
If you can go trade TJ Hockenson and go get yourself Mike Gesicki, I think that's a good move.
Yeah, and they should smash that too. And Gesicki is young, so.
So you're still in the same type of prime, although Hockenson, you know, isn't going to be going anywhere after the season. Gesicki, this is a contract season. But his season, the rest of the season, looks pretty damn good. Week 8, he does go up against Buffalo. He's already faced Buffalo. Back in week 2, he got 6 targets, got 3 of them for 41 yards, so not bad. But he's got Houston week 9, Baltimore week 10, the Jets week 11, Carolina, then the Giants, then the bye week 14. After the bye, he does have the Jets week 15, the Saints week 16, and the Titans week 17.
Yeah. I would rather take Gesicki home.
Or this is what you could do. You could take Hockenson, and you might have to add somebody, but take Hockenson and go get Mark Andrews. He's going on a bye this week. The owner might need a tight end. You send him Hockenson for Andrews. Andrews did have a little bit of a down game last week. 7 targets, only caught 3 of them this week for 48 yards. So it's a little bit down. He does have a tougher matchups the rest of the season. But at the same time, I mean, he's like the number one target there. What do you think?
Yeah. Yes. Always check to see if they got one of their powerhouses on the bye, and you got something comparable, and you ready to pivot from that player. Oh yeah, go check that. And the most easy is, like you're saying, is tight end, and especially if that tight end didn't produce. Like, tight ends are be on like some of the shortest leash in fantasy football. So to me, oh yeah, both of those trades you brought up should get accepted. If everything else lined up, that's not a bad lineup to do. You know what I mean? Because the person wouldn't really have to think about it because they see, you know what I'm saying, you're actually giving up a pretty good player as much as they might be giving up a pretty good player too. So if they're not crazy about that tight end, both of those trades should be easy to get. So, yeah, I'm digging it.
Darrell Henderson, I'm not worried about him. 15 carries, 45 yards. 6 targets, caught 3 of them for 19 yards. He's still doing his thing. Cooper Kupp, he's the man. Wide receiver 1, most definitely for the season. 10 catches, 156 yards, 2 touchdowns. Robert Woods, he's doing good. He's doing good. He's not doing bad. He's picked up. He's picking it up again. His targets have not been like we've seen week 2, week 5, when McVay said that he needs to get Robert Woods more looks. But he's starting to get more kind of integrated, but his games are just kind of hit and miss here. So you're looking at, you know, 12, 15 points a game is more like Robert Woods' somewhat ceiling, but he's more kind of a boom or bust too. Well, more boom. He's got the boom without the bust. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Van Jefferson, he's doing good. All right, let's move on. Arizona Cardinals and the Texans. Yeah. James Conner, Chase Edmonds, they were good plays this week. They weren't bad. They got you 15 points, depending on your scoring format. Hey, I'll take that. If you needed to fill in 2 running back spots, and like me, I had James Conner and Chase Edmonds. I just wanted to secure that backfield. Sometimes you do that. That was good.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
Hopkins had a good game. Christian Kirk had a good game. AJ Green, he's staying productive.
Afloat, yeah.
He'd be a good add into a trade. You know, he still has that name, AJ Green, and he's still producing a little bit there for us.
Yeah.
Zach Ertz, first game, looking good. 3 catches, 66 yards and touchdown. Hey, I'll take that. And I think it's possible we could see Ertz being heavily involved the rest of the season. What do you think?
Arizona's on fire, man. So if you can get any piece from that team, dude, it's crazy. Like, when I mean any piece, you can get producing from, like, almost down to more. You know what I mean? Especially during a bye. Arizona's pieces come in handy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like, man, that team's on fire. Dude. I would love to see – I need to see Arizona versus the Titans. Those two – those are the two hottest teams, in my opinion.
All right, we got not a whole lot out of that game. We got Chicago, the Buccaneers here. Tom Brady just doing his thing. Khalil Herbert, man, he's the one who he got the lead role here. 18 carries, 100 yards, 5 catches, 33 yards. David Montgomery, you better watch out here. Khalil Herbert could be taking your job, my guy. Mm-hmm. Leonard Fournette, 15 carries, 81 yards, and a touchdown. I mean, he's still the boss there. Mike Evans coming up with the game. We haven't seen this from Mike Evans for a while. 6 catches, 76 yards, 3 touchdowns. This is the time to sell Mike Evans. Sell him.
Sounds like that.
Yeah, but he honestly has not been doing bad this season. Weeks 2 to 5, averaging, let's see here, like 25 points a game. Weeks 2 through 5. Then he had a down game week 6, only 2 catches, 27 yards. Then a boom game, here we go. But yeah, I mean, it's a little hard to say, I guess I want to trade him just because I've seen that consistency weeks 2 through 5. But if AB and Gronk are on the field, how much work is Mike Evans going to get? You know, yeah, I don't know. I guess I would keep Mike Evans and just roll with him. You just got to roll.
I kind of – I don't know, dude. That's the thing. It's like –
I just know last season he just was boom or bust all season long.
Yeah, I traded him for David Montgomery.
And he could go back into that role. AB and Gronk are not going to be out all season long. Yeah. I mean, if you can move off from Mike Evans, if you could take Mike Evans and another player and bring in Cooper Kupp, I'd much rather have Cooper Kupp than Mike Evans. And I think that could get it done. You might be able to get, you know, some type of deal done there.
Yeah, you'll be giving up a pretty good receiver.
Chris Godwin, 8 catches, my guy. 111 yards and a touchdown. About time. We've seen a really big boom game from him. He's been doing good, but it was nice to see that big game from him. I'm not seeing any real waiver guys here. Yeah, no, no waiver guys.
On Kansas City, I mean, sorry. On this team you're speaking of?
Yeah, in this game.
Yeah. No, I don't see any either.
All right. Moving on. Final game here. My guys, the Colts, Indianapolis. Thank you. 30-18. I gotta throw the score out there just because it's my team here.
It's crazy. Vegas had the Raiders winning that.
The Raiders? You mean the 49ers?
The 49ers. My bad. That's because Raiders are in Vegas. But, yeah.
Carson Wentz is looking good, man. Yeah, he only had 17 completions for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. But I'll take that good passer rating than, you know, them having to throw the ball 40, 50 times a game and he's only able to complete, you know, 30 of them or something.
Yeah.
But we got Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor looking good. 18 carries, 107 yards, and touchdown. Elijah Mitchell, 18 carries, 107 yards, and touchdown. I'm not sure where Trey Sermon is. I found Trey Sermon. He was dropped. So, guys, go check your waiver wire. Trey Sermon could be out there. I would pick him up still. You got to hold on to him. They moved up to get him. I mean, it doesn't. Just because he hasn't been playing doesn't mean he's not going to be in there. I mean, where's Trey Lance? I mean, the 49ers are looking like garbage, and Trey Lance isn't out there yet. Jimmy G was, you know, said to be, oh, I guess he'll be our starter next week. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
At some time, there's going to be a switchover.
Eventually, right?
Yeah. Michael Pittman, looking good. Coming in, and he's really coming on a lot.
Pittman is on the way.
Four catches, 105 yards, and a TD. Deebo Samuel just doing his thing. It's time to panic on Ayuk.
Yes, I agree. The alarm system is on. It's beeping.
Why is he not getting targeted?
I don't know.
This is just crazy to me.
I've seen the coach. The head coach came out and put – I think I was reading a magazine. And he was like, he needs to come out and grind or something, he said. Like, he said he likes him, but he needs to come out and grind more. And I'm like, what?
He wants him to work harder.
Yeah, I get it.
But Mo'Ali Cox coming in again with another touchdown. He's interesting for buys. He is. Mm-hmm. But you can't expect a bunch of targets from him.
No.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Tomorrow's episode, we're going to go over trades, looking into just looking at in the rankings, how we're standing up so far. We're about midway through the season. Time to see how we're stacking and get ready for last week's of trades here. I mean, the season's about to be done. We'll start diving into the rest of season schedules, figure out, like we were doing a little bit earlier, of, you know, maybe who we should be moving on from and going and getting.
Yeah, for sure.
You can follow Jarrett at GoatRush1 on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at TheDynasty401. Guys, ask us questions. We're here to help you with trades. Anything you need, just let us know. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button, follow button, notification button, so that way you know when these come out. But every morning, these episodes coming out Monday through Friday. I appreciate it, you guys. You guys have a great rest of your day.
Yep.
I'll see you tomorrow, Jarrett.
Hey, for sure, bro. Make that call, man. You know what it is. Go.
All right. Make that call. Yeah. See y'all later.